Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to McCain covering. Safe. Goslin scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. West moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCain moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCain scores. Metzler scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel tags and moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Reynolds scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Bobby Burke now pitching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr can't make a play. That's a base hit. Burke moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr throws to second for one, and Sissel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Burke scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kerr. Goslin moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr has Goslin trapped. There's the throw to Berg and over to Com, who tags Goslin for the out. Meyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. West moves to third. Cronin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer fires to first and picks off Reynolds. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sissel. Hayes moves to second. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Judge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Senators. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kirk can't make a play. That's a base hit. Judge moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. Goslin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 6-5, Senators. Grady Adkins pinch runs for Mo Berg. Doug Tate pinch hits for Hal McCain. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. There goes Adkins. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adkins scores. It's White Sox, 6, Senators, 6. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Grady Adkins now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin is hit by the pitch. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spencer bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Red Barnes pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to home to get Spencer. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Judge reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Barnes moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.